hope you enjoy this message from South City C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
We're going to start with the verse. It's from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 12. It says this: "Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." I like would you rather questions. Have you ever played that game? Would you rather? Great conversation starters, things that you can talk through. I like taking my daughter to school in the morning, and often to pass the time, we do would you rathers. And usually they're things like, would you rather be wearing winter clothes walking to school on a summer's day, or summer clothes walking to school on a winter's day? And usually the winter clothes on a summer day wins out on that one. But I thought I'd try a few with you guys tonight. So I'm going to give you some would you rathers. And the rule here, they are good conversation starters, but you have to choose. This is the hard part. You're going to have to choose one or the other. All right, here we go. Would you rather be able to control animals, but not humans, with your mind, or control electronics with your mind? Animals with your mind or electronics with your mind? Who says animals? Any animal people? Yeah. Who says electronics? That's right. I wish my dad could control electronics with his mind. He's always calling me saying, "What's going on? How come this thing's not working?" Would you rather be forced to dance every time you heard music, or be forced to sing along to any song that you heard? Dance any time that you heard music, or be forced to sing along to any song that you heard? Who says they'd rather dance? Yeah, who says they'd rather sing? Oh, pretty even, yeah. You see, you can talk to the person next to you afterwards and say, "Hey, I see you're a dancer. What, are you crazy?" Would you rather never be able to use a fork or never be able to use a spoon? Never to be able to use a fork. Think about this now. You've got soups, but you've also got steaks. Or never be able to use a fork or never be able to use a spoon. Who says never be able to use a fork? Yeah, who says never be able to use a spoon? Oh, I think the spoons have it. I mean, people like that. You can drink soup like this, they say. You don't need a spoon. Okay, one more. Would you rather speak in front of 10,000 people or be in hotel lockdown for a month? Speak in front of 10,000 people or be in hotel lockdown for a month? Who says they'd rather speak in front of 10,000 people? Who says they'd rather be in hotel lockdown for a month? It's quite a daunting prospect, isn't it? Many people at least, do not like public speaking. There is something exposing about standing in front of a group of thousands and having to either entertain or captivate them with your words. We can be very aware of our vulnerabilities when all of those eyes are on you, looking at your frailties, judging your imperfections. We have one person who could count the amount of times our speakers said, every time they did a sermon, and he would give a report to us on how many times they said, "Please don't do that to me. It would not be appreciated." As difficult as they might be, those public moments are really important. Now think about that young couple. They see each other across the room. They make eyes at each other. And one of them goes up to the other and says, "Hey, how you doing?" And then they suddenly start, "We should go and catch up for coffee. It's just coffee." And then coffee becomes more than coffee, and friends turns into kissing friends, as it sometimes does. Sorry, kids. That's probably what happened to your parents. And then they get to that moment and they go, "You know what? I just get really tired at the end of date night going home. Maybe we should get married." And then you don't have to go home at the end of date night. That's basically the main reason most people get married. And so they get in front of a church, and one of them says, "Oh, I love you." And the other one says, "Oh, I love you." And then they make these big public declarations that I'm going to love you forever. It's an amazing, a wonderful thing. Tonight, as people get baptized, they're doing the same thing. And it's been a great day. We had 5 baptisms this morning. Kurt and Ivan, who are here, they got baptized this morning. Congratulations, you guys. And Donna, who also comes on an evening sometimes, did too. We had 2 more baptisms this afternoon. We got 10 baptisms today. That's a pretty special day. And as people do this, what they're doing is they're making a public declaration. They are coming here and they are saying that Jesus is our Lord and he is our Savior. That they're going to confess that Jesus is the Son of the living God, that he is the Christ. And they are going to identify with Jesus. And so what we do in baptism is we take people, and we're going to do this. We're going to get them to copy what Jesus did. Because he died and he was buried. And in the same way, we're going to bury them underneath the water. But we also believe, amazingly, miraculously, awesomely, Jesus rose again. And so the good news for the baptizees tonight, we're going to pull them back up again. We might not wait 3 days, so it's okay. And that's what they're doing. It's a public declaration. You know, imagine if you were there and you had 10,000 people. We filled Horncastle Arena. There were people who had traveled for hours just to hear you speak. They were filling the rows. They were filling the place and they waited for you to get on stage and you stand in front of them. What would your public declaration be? For those who have been saved by Jesus, those who have been saved by God, they might reflect what the psalmist said. In Psalm 22, verse 22, he says, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among the assembled people. And they would say, look, because Jesus has rescued me, what can I do but stand up and declare it? Public declarations are significant. And right through Scripture, we see this. From 3 young Hebrews who were threatened with being thrown into a giant fire. They didn't publicly declare their allegiance to the king of that time. They would be thrown in. And it was a fire, a furnace that was made for the smelting of gold. And what they found when those 3 got thrown in is that they were made of something more pure, something more noble than gold, and they could not be burned. A public declaration. Some fishermen from the first century of Israel stood in front of a crowd and declared that their Messiah had come and that he could change their lives. And then, this is the kicker, they got called into the group that killed him. They got called into the group that killed Jesus. And they stood before them and this group said to them, why are you saying these things? And they said, because Jesus is alive. Can you imagine that conversation? Here's this group of people, and they're saying, we killed him. And the disciples go, yeah, I know, he's alive. And they go, no, but we killed him. But they still stood, and they declared it. What about you? What would you say? Now, here's something I want us to consider tonight. We may not get to speak to 10,000 people, but every day we make declarations to the world. We declare in small ways and big ways what is true and right and what is good in the world. A couple years ago, New Zealander of the Year, Taika Waititi, did an ad to promote a very important cause. And I thought we'd show that up on the screen. Let's watch that video. Very good, right? And it, obviously, in case you didn't get it, it is tongue-in-cheek. He is not promoting racism, but he is making a case in point. And what's his point? That actually, when we do little things, they add up to a big thing. And they show who we really are. They are little declarations. We do little public declarations every day in very small ways. Through our social media profiles, through the music that we promote or we listen to in front of others. We do it through the way that we treat others. We do it through the words that we use, the way that we see other people. We do it through the way we spend our time. We also do it through our silence. One time I was in a class room and my classmate, his name was Terry, and he was a guy, and he looked out of the class and saw another one of my friends, and her name was Terry. And he said, hey, look, there goes Fat Terry. And I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to have a bit of fun with it. To be honest, he wasn't really thin, Terry, but he was trying to have a bit of fun at her expense. And I said nothing for a couple of seconds. But the longer I said nothing, the longer I stayed silent, the more I realized that my silence was a public declaration. It was an act of saying what he was saying was actually okay by me. It was an act of letting my friend down. And I couldn't do that. And so eventually I said something, and I made a different public declaration, one that was consistent with the friendship that I had with her, because that's what friends do. Now, I want to challenge us. What kind of public declarations are we making? Are we making the kind of public declarations that match up with our beliefs? Let's look at that verse again. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And I love this verse. It's in it, the past, the present, and the future all come together. The way we live in the present comes from the future we are anticipating, which is certain because of that past declaration. What this says is that our lives are never static. If you have eternal life, then it is something that you take hold of now. It is something you fight for now by being someone who lives a life of goodness, filled with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Let's take a moment to reflect upon our life and the way we've lived, even in the last week. If you have made the good confession, that confession is that Jesus really is the Messiah, that he is the King of our life. If you have made that confession, then may your life publicly declare it. Be encouraged by the moments you can see some consistency. Be challenged in other moments to make it a consistent reality. Fight for it in the way that you live. If you're here tonight and you've not made that confession, can I encourage you too? What beliefs do you hold dear in your life? My firm conviction is that the only belief that is strong enough to change the way you live your life is this public declaration that Jesus is King. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Can you bow your heads? I'm going to pray tonight. And tonight, as we're here in this place, and we may be just taking this moment to keep our eyes closed and bow our heads, I want to challenge us. Are we making those public declarations in the way that we live? If we say that Jesus is Lord, are we showing that through the way that we treat other people, through the way that we promote his kingdom values? May we be challenged tonight. May we experience God's grace to move forward. So tonight I want you to bring the week that's been and the week that will be to him as an offering. Allow him to change and transform you. You may not get to stand in front of 10,000, but you'll stand in front of one for at least 10,000 days. And every day, your life will make a declaration. May it be a declaration of his kingdom. Lord, tonight I pray and ask for every person here that they would have a real and moving and living encounter with you. Lord, as we experience you and as we know you, may it change our hearts. And in changing our hearts, may it change the way that we live. That we would know you more and that we would live for you more. Today and every day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
B Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.